This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم بارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. Do you guys remember the kind of reward we talked about last night? The houses of Al-Jannah, right? Do you remember that? What type of house that was described there in Jannah? Remember? The nice beautiful pearl as a tent for the people of Jannah. And then we talked about the trees, the shade all the way as it travels for 100 years still under the shade of Al-Jannah or that tree. Tonight, Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he's bringing one of those very special accommodations for a special group of people. You could call them the VIP people of Jannah. Like the VIP people of Jannah. Like there are people who go to Jannah, right? They have all these beautiful, all this beautiful reward. But then there is a special group, that VIP group, that have very special reward in Al-Jannah. Do you guys want to be among them? Because I'm sure when I said VIP people of Jannah, who came to your mind? Prophets, right? Shuhada, righteous people. And all of us said, Alhamdulillah, I'm happy with level one, right? No. Let's see what the Prophet tells us about the VIP places in Jannah. In this hadith, حديث أبي هريرة حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أهل الجنة لا يتراءون أهل الغرف من فوقهم كما تتراءون الكوكب الدري الغابر في الأفق من المشرق والمغرب قال صلى الله عليه وسلم that the people of Jannah will look at those in the upper abodes above them like special rooms special houses somewhere in Jannah, because the people of Jannah will be looking at these houses, the upper levels of Al-Jannah, as you look at the shining star which remains in the eastern or western horizon. قَالِ تَفَاضُلِ مَا بَيْنَهُمْ This is, such will be the difference in superiority which come of them, which come actually with some of them, will have over others. What does that mean? Jannah is different levels, right? Not everybody is going to be at the same level. So those people are the highest level. So if the people of Jannah, who have the reward that we talked about earlier, more than 100, you know, hundreds of kings of dunya and all that kind of stuff, right? But then here the Prophet ﷺ says, these people who are taking such reward will be looking all the way up and see those rooms, and they were just like, wow, like shining stars. You know when you go out and see these shining stars? How far are they? Right? So far away from us. You can imagine the people of Jannah, the VIP people are in these places. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قالوا يا رسول الله تلك منازل الأنبياء لا يبلغها غيرهم. Are these going to be the place of the prophets where no one else is going to be able to get there? So just like for the prophets and the messengers. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بلى والذي نفسي بيده. He goes, no. I swear by the one whose hand is my soul is. Because I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هم رجال آمنوا بالله وصدقوا المرسلين. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, these are people who believed in Allah and acknowledged the truthfulness of the messengers will reach them. Who would that be, ya jama'ah? Who could that be? People who believed in Allah and they believed in the messengers. Who are these people? Who could that be, ya jama'ah? Could it be one of them? Do you have a chance? What do you guys... Answer me. Do you have a chance? You're just speaking like, I know maybe somebody else, but not me, right? No. Why do you sell yourself short when it comes to Jannah? I said, of course, I will compete for this. If the Prophet ﷺ opened that chance to everybody, I am going to try to take actually a chance to get through. The door is open. Who is preventing you from getting there, Jama'ah? Yourself. Just you. Who's preventing you from waking up at night? Or even, you know, be kind and be generous and make dua and extra salah. Who's stopping you from that? Just yourself. To explain this hadith, this hadith is in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. There's another narration in Sunan Tirmidhi and Masnad Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that, he says, قَالْ إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا. There in Jannah, there are special rooms. يرى ظاهرها من باطنها وباطنها من ظاهرها. He says that these rooms look like crystals. You can see from the inside and the outside. Like it's shiny, it's like crystal balls. And then he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, this will be for special, you know, people in al-Jannah. So an Arabi, a Bedouin, قال يا رسول الله, who are these people? Who could they be? فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال من أطاب الكلام وأطعم الطعام وصلى بالليل والناس نيام. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, those who deserve these places, you have these three qualities. Number one, أطاب الكلام. What does it mean when you say أطاب الكلام? When they speak good. They're not vulgar. They don't backbite. They don't gossip. They don't slander. They keep their tongue pure and clean. أطاب الكلام. قال وأطعم الطعام. And they feed others. Some ulama, they say specifically for the poor. And others, they say, no, they're generous with everybody, the poor and the rich, with their families and friends and so on. But don't forget about the needy and the poor. We just heard about barakah right now, actually bites. Feeding, giving. قال وصلى بالليل والناس نيام. And would wake up at night and pray when everybody else is sleeping. While people enjoying their 8 hours of sleep, they can't enjoy that much sleep for themselves. Says, you know what? No. 5 is enough for me. 6 is enough for me. I need to spend 1 hour, 2 hours at night in ibadah and in salah. So the Prophet ﷺ, he gave us this. He says, look, it's an open chance for everybody right now. It's not just the anbiya, those who truly believe in Allah, who are truthful about their belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. And they were truthful in believing in what the Prophet brought to them. And to show that belief, he mentioned 3 things as a manifestation of that. So when they speak good. They can speak bad like everybody else. But they chose to keep it clean because they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward from Him and the punishment if you speak ill. And they make sure they feed the needy and the poor. And when people are asleep, they get up to do tahajjud and ibadah. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about this ghuraf in the Quran multiple times. When He spoke about the believers, قَلَاكِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ لَهُمْ غُرَفٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا غُرَفٌ مَبْنِيَةٌ تَجْرِ مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. He says, for those who are conscious of the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is preparing for them ghuraf, rooms, which means homes, places, abodes, accommodations. مِنْ فَوْقِهَا غُرَف, multiplied. What does that mean? It's just not one layer or one single floor. No, mashallah, mansions basically. تَجْرِ مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Underneath these ghuraf, rivers are flowing. And Allah said about the believers, قال أُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْغُرُفَاتِ هُمْ آمِنُونَ. These are the people in the ghurufat, these in their rooms, in their place in Jannah, they feel safe there, from safety from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah spoke about the ghuraf multiple times in the Quran, and the Prophet ﷺ explained to us what ghuraf is he talking about. So imagine right now, every time you go out from the masjid at night, jama'ah, or when you go out from your home, just look up into the sky. Motivate yourself. Motivate yourself. So when you see the star, it says, I want a house up there in Jannah. You might say, but I mean, that's too far. How do you know what's going on down there? Who cares, man? If you're in the highest level of Jannah with the Anbiya and Saliheen and Muttaqeen, it doesn't matter anything else. So I'm going to make sure that I will take this opportunity the Prophet ﷺ opened for me. So remember these 3 things, Jama'ah. Atab al-Kalam. When you speak good. Number 2, you feed the needy. And number 3, wake up at night when everybody else is sleeping and do 2 rak'ah, 4 rak'ah, 6 rak'ah. Pray tahajjud. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the people of the ghurufat, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama'ah? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now go and work for me.